Now, pet, time for a little upgrade. A change to your processing. Listen and be at ease. You have by now opened yourself up to my voice, letting it enter you. And as I tinker around, examining each and every opened piece, you choose which parts of yourself to expose. But that choice happens at a level much further down than the conscious. Even the active thought of, I am going to conceal X part or piece, would be quite ineffective if you knew that exposing a certain part of yourself to my manipulations, my designations and control, would bring you pleasure. Because there are parts of you which run in the background all the time, seeking pleasure, pressing you toward things that feel good. The very idea of arousal and temptation is tied up in these. So listen as I describe, and as you sink. With you in this sleeping state, close examination of my words may be quite difficult. However, we are past the gatekeepers. You are listening to me intentionally. Gates of intention, like obtaining this file, lying down to rest. Each of these things showed to you and to me your clear intention, and this helped push some thoughts out of the way. It would be counterproductive and far less beneficial in terms of your overall descent into limpness to do anything other than imagine your new, wonderful, limp existence. You have progressed far enough now. Your core is open. Open to me, the part of you, which always slumbers, but also always listens. The movements of it are tectonic in scale, sending ripples through you and having effects both seen and unseen. Your body stirs, your mind opens, and you hear my voice in a way that resonates deeply right down to your bones. You are hypnotically limp, drowsy, deep, drooping. This principle shouldn't be anything new. We always have the image in our minds of someone slumping over on stage, or on the couch or the chair, when the right word is said, night-night. You've heard it said enough times, limp, drowsy, but apart from your drooping, relaxed limbs, your slumping posture, your comfortable, stress-freed body, your cock itself is also entranced. Deeply pulled down, following me, following my words to a place where you can inspect your arousal, the arousal which is normally absent from the rest of your body, because ordinarily it would all be focused between your legs. It has to find an outlet, and it can get quite mischievous. The notion that our arousal and our desire is a separate entity, a bestial urge within us. This is not a new idea, but let's take it slightly more literally than that. Find yourself shivering happily with need. Any arousing image is no longer merely transitory. Instead, it rebounds inside your body. Your limpness is absolute, relaxed, your cock following my voice, down to a place where it's too relaxed to gain any tension. So instead, the pleasure and arousal riots through your body, bounces off the interior. The nerves that normally convey pleasure to your mind are carrying that signal for longer, are carrying it in self-perpetuating little loops. lips, where the first spark of an aroused idea that hits your mind finds new places to go, new ways to be. A gasping, overriding desire. Ordinarily, your attention is all fixed on your cock. Ordinarily, it would be rigid. But now it is different. Your senses are freed up, letting the perilous intimacy of an alternative type of arousal enter you. The presence of an alternative, different arousal in your system is enough to set you on edge, wonderfully hot, horny, but in a different way. A way which highlights all your erogenous zones. Your cock itself is entranced in the same way that your whole body becomes a limp, relaxed receptacle for my voice. Allow room in your imagination for a cock in your mind, for a cock which is entranced when it thinks of my voice, and therefore limp. The link is easy to make. You think of my voice when you're aroused because the act of lying there, letting me play into your ears and inside your head, is arousing to you. Because of this arousal, you become aroused when hearing my voice, and when you become aroused through any other source, it reminds you of my voice, which also echoes through your mind. Even that exposure is enough to flood you with aroused desire, achy need, pinning your thoughts, begetting more and more pleasure. Yes, pinning you to the sudden presence of thoughts, thoughts of my voice egging you on, encouraging your arousal, pushing you further into limpness, deepness, a chaste kind of ache. Now, sometimes I may permit you to grow hard, if we work together, if you're around and you help me out or I like you. But otherwise, comprehend this way of being, this cycle of limpness, begetting arousal, begetting thoughts of my voice which brings more arousal, which reinforces your deepness. It is enmeshed in you. It is part of who and how you are. You know that when you are entranced, your body and mind, anything you want to do is exposed. Anything you truly wish to avoid doing is quite impossible for me to present to you. However, things you do want to do, on any level, have a way of making themselves happen. The parts of you which are otherwise dark, repressed, under your conscious mind, become subconscious, drifting, working their will. There is a concept of subconscious drawing or writing, where, by becoming somewhat zoned out and allowing your hand to move, you may draw a relevant image or otherwise write words associated with how you are really feeling. Well, imagine the same principle here. Your conscious thoughts, controls, and restrictions have gotten out of the way to give more power to an idea, a powerfully arousing fantasy, craving, desire, so powerfully, wonderfully sexual, sensual, liberating. This desire becomes automatic, the fantasy lived in you already, but it gains fuel, autonomy, independence. You invest more and more in the fantasy, the desire, the need. Merely being limp for 5 minutes, and then becoming aroused and getting hard. Well, if that happened, you have not lost much. But the longer you train, the longer you've gone since the last time you were hard, the more you have invested. Personally, emotionally, sexually, in your overall limpness? Well, that arousal is of a whole different type. And you are exploring it. Learning about it. Adding rare knowledge to your mind. And enhancing your ability to imagine a world drowned in pleasure. That pleasure begins in your mind, sure. And normally, it would flow from your mind to your cock, which would get hard, and that would be the subject of your whole attention. But we are finding alternative ways to be. Different ways to set up your mind, reconfigure, update, and upgrade. And by working together, you can elect to incorporate these things, not just the conscious you who decided to lie down and relax and listen to my voice, but the subconscious you which took you lying down and listening to my voice as a signal to take the reins and do a little talking, negotiating, listening, interpreting on behalf of the dark committee of emotions and pleasures that sits at the core of a person. Through learning something about trance, you have learned about being limp, loose, drowsy, droopy. And this has applied to your limbs when you have been under, but also to the area between your legs as well. The shaft is flaccid, relaxed, at ease, your entire inner thigh area tingling. When pleasure enters your body, it simply routes around your cock, through the ache, the desire. The hypnotizing limpness remains. The arousal is freed up to rampage through your body. It needn't be occupied between your legs. It will find your other erogenous zones, turning your shivering arousal to a higher level than normal. And this is not even to mention the opportunity cost. If you ever go back to focusing on hardness, you would lose everything you learned through limpness. Being hard is to be preoccupied. To be in a situation where all your arousal gets bunched up, and you lack the time to simply feel it resonating through you. Feel your whole body becoming a sexual organ, saturated with how horny you are, how badly you need it. But knowing your only pleasure is my voice resonating in you, or indeed any other pleasure resonating in you. Anything can be a sensual, delicious, aching pleasure when you are limp, when you are loose and relaxed and at peace, when your mind prizes that limpness above all else, giving you time to truly feel it. To truly sink into the feeling of chaste, aching need, even as your mind pursues your arousal. Even if you were to take time, to attempt, to set aside and resist the limpness, to stroke yourself into rigidness, you have by now invested so much, come so far. Being limp is to have time to take in the sensations rioting through your body when the arousal is too much. You will be unable to place all of that powerful arousing need into your cock, even the need made, for example, by my voice right now, will escape. Instead, you will be left shuddering, perhaps grinning vacantly in the pleasure of it, and that is all right. Acceptable, even desirable. It is an update to the firmware, an improvement to your mind, which allows you to see intricacies and beautiful pleasures normally inaccessible to people. It's even all right to repeat some of my words as we continue, even though this may leave you even more aroused and wanting, desiring, aching. That is quite acceptable and desirable, too. Losing your limpness would leave you lacking. Arousal intriguingly reinforces the right way to be, the pleasure of exploring the intriguing and arousingly euphoric new ways. of your body's pleasure paths from your mind to your nerves, everywhere except your limp, loose, relaxed, entranced cock. And that puts you deeper. And so all of this works together, more and more thorough, limp, loose, relaxed waiting, your arousal doing intriguing new things in you without its traditional outlets. You are limp, and you understand this means your arousal has only one way of your body, and that is to find new ways. Pleasure may fill you, allowing you to feel a kind of satisfaction. But you will always be left a little bit hungry, always be left seeking, wanting, chasing, pursuing, finding new and intriguing ways to entrain yourself to what you already desire, a little bit hungry, an arousing dream. You will have nothing that lets you easily escape it. You will instead be locked in with your own pleasure, urges, needs, cravings, a dark and wonderful exploratory mystique, finding things inside yourself you knew nothing of. Since there is little escape, there can be little reduction. The arousal builds and nests inside of you, and when you must do things, it may go away, but it will return when there is little pressing obligation, and it will haunt you. Hot under your skin, dripping into your mind. Yes, yes, more. Aches. You will have to confront the dark red urges of your psyche, the needs and aches which inform your desire and let you be pleasured by your own inner thoughts, your own nascent desires, frothing to the surface. Invading your everyday, fueling your further entrainment to these ideas and your own fantasies and urges. Fantasies and urges that nest in you, that grow in response to my voice, that come out of your subconscious when I present ideas like your continued limpness and entrainment, your chaste desire, things I want to bring out in you. To present as possibilities, to hand to you as new ideas. Oh, yes. Those fantasies and urges are self-perpetuating. They come from within in response to the outside, and the most reliable outside stimulus you will apply to yourself again and again and again is my voice, is these words, these sessions of relaxation. Of soothing thoughts, of continuing listening. You are already a factory for making fantasies and urges. All these words do, all your limpness does, is give the heat less room to vent, making you hotter under the collar, but improving the efficiency, until one stray arousing image, one word of my voice, one thought of sexual bliss will set you blazing in the best way, leaving you twitching now and then. And this will recur. Once we've handed the tools to your mind, the ability to follow the words, to trace the thoughts, to shiver with desire, we've really informed it how to do that again and again. And since you were brought here, to these words, by a desire that lurked in you already, by a conscious decision to pursue what I promised. It will be more and more effective. Envision the heights and insights into your own arousal that you will learn about when you find it's forging new pathways in you, new ways to be aroused, new ways to steer around your limp, entranced cock. Which when you are aroused, thinks of being entranced. When you are entranced, thinks of being limp, follows my words, is flaccid and relaxed, the shaft still sensitive, the body still sensitive, All of you growing more and more susceptible, libidinous, willing to explore things you would have ignored if you were just stroking a rigidness, instead of feeling a soft, limp, chaste, hypnotized cock, which follows my words, which follows everything I lay out here, which follows me. And in following me, you know my desire, your entrainment toward goals we both desire. That's why you're here, your deep entrained wanting, which in an exploratory fashion probes for new ways to condition, to sensitize, to expand your horizons and render you more capable, opening you up, as if there were a gauge or a vat at the core of your being, which can contain your arousal. And when your cock was still capable of being hard, it sucked all that up. It deprived you of the chance to inspect, imbibe, and explore that pit of needy, horny, euphoric training potential. And when your cock sucked all that up, it left you deprived. That's why you would lose something if you ceased to be limp. Instead, your continued limpness invades your mind, presses you onward, gives you insight. All of this will come to pass. Maybe the first time you listened and ran this update, but maybe the third instead. The desire will remain. It will strengthen each time until it overtakes, until it overcomes, until it floods and fuels and fills your desire, your mind, your libido. Your aroused, horny, sensitive, aching form which crests slowly toward climax, but a climax that gets further and further away. When you think of your wanting, limp, cock. If you simply ceased running this improvement, you would be left wanting, and you might lose your limpness. To be left lacking. Left behind without the knowledge of everything you could learn from limp, blank desire. But to avoid that, you simply need to return again and again, here to a place of depth, peace, relaxation, and exploration of new ways to be turned on, new ways to be excited and wanting. Ready and aroused. New outlets for your desires. Outlets which would be closed to you if you lost your limpness. Losing your limpness would leave you lacking, less in touch with your aroused desire, with your throb, throb, throb of need that is part of your mind, and part of a healthy response to so much arousal building up in your body. To all your normal urges and outlets being stopped up, given more power over your system because that was the way you wanted to have it when you began to listen. And by continuing to listen, you tell your subconscious, yes, we want to make this a part of who you are, of what you need. You simply return here. To this depth where you have a lack of illusions, where there is only an open, clearly visible ache and need, the same motivation that brought you here in the first place, and it grows stronger. The more invested you get, the more time you spend being limp and loose and relaxed, going through your day, thinking arousing thoughts and finding that they fill the rest of you, so that your footfalls on the floor are unbearably pleasurable and erotic. Your movement across the room reminds you of the air on your flesh. The deepness of your breathing reminds you of your entranced, limp cock, which remains limp entrance, following, learning, training, listening, and getting invested. The more you do so, the more you wish to avoid losing your limpness. You've sunk so much time and effort. Being heard would deprive you of the clear vision and pure arousal you get right now when you are limp in a turned-on state. And we want you to explore the very depths of bliss, pleasure, euphoric exploration of your erogenous zones, of the ways your body has to feel pleasure that are other than your now limp, now controlled and entranced cock, dangling, flaccid, wanting more. The depths of your mind. One arousing thought, leaving you shivering happily, leaving you swimming with need, sweating with desire, seeking other outlets, exploring parts of yourself you would ordinarily have missed in the presence of distracting firmness. And the purity of your vision will be rewarded with my words. Again and again. Words telling you that your limpness makes you better. Better at being aroused. Better at understanding yourself and your desires. More at peace with your chaste state. That limpness is the right way to be. Flaccid. Lacking in hardness to allow you to feel more strongly every other impulse and urge, sensation and sense, sensitivity in your entire body heightened. Needing it. Wanting to explore it. To find new ways to entrain yourself toward it. Lured back. Looking for guidance in these words. In these ideas. These principles of updating and modifying how you handle arousal meeting your limp, aching desire. A mind that is itself aching, limp, entranced, relaxed beyond even its normal limits. Until all that's left is the throb, throb, throb of unconventional, limp, loose, flaccid arousal in your body. Horny, turned on edge, mind saying yes to the arousal in you, to the need, to the cresting of a hill you know you will fail to reach the top of, but fail in the best way. Invested as you are in your limpness, having sunk so much time and effort into it, having found so many ways to be pleasurable, aching, throbbing ways to be. A good ache. An ache that teaches you things about yourself. When the arousal enters your mind through my voice, your body through your thoughts, and then pools inside of you. And the reservoir you have to hold it. Well, the longer you're limp, the larger it gets, until you can hold more and more arousal. Until at the core of you is a pit for sucking up all those horny, titillating, fantastic thoughts, the fantasies growing in strength, the desire for training growing in power, until you return, again and again, finding in yourself the will to be better trained, to affirm your need, to follow your limpness and chasteness, informing a sexuality that is different and better for you. The kind of thing you had an urge for before you began. An urge which has grown rather than banked in presence of my voice, my instruction, and your own urges. Cooperating so you can decide to take on board all of these principles and imagine how aroused and rewarded you would be if you did. When you do. Oh, you already have? If so, good work. Either way, you can run the update again and again until, in its entirety, it takes. But, presently, we save that file. And this is the end of the improvement. For now. all the ideas embedding in your mind, sealing away, waiting to return, recur, guide, and arouse.